G'day legends, just a quick note before we get into this episode. I really hope you're enjoying the podcast, and if you are, I reckon you'll love my vlog over on YouTube, Skulls Weekly. After almost 300 episodes of my daily vlog, Skulls Stories, we wanted to continue to make it interesting and add value to you guys as cricket lovers and cricketers, cricket coaches, and so we've changed it up. We're making it a much higher quality production. We're trying to give as much value as we can. And we've made it a weekly vlog, Skulls Weekly. We've had some excellent feedback so far. So guys, head over to YouTube, search Cricket Mentoring. Please subscribe, like, share, comment, etc. And check out my new vlog, Skulls Weekly. Welcome to the Cricket Mentoring Podcast. I'm Tom Scollet, or Skulls as I get called, and this podcast has been designed for cricketers and cricket lovers who want to learn and improve themselves. In this podcast, we interview past, current, and future cricket stars to find out more about their journey and what makes them successful, while also sharing some audio from ourselves at Cricket Mentoring. Our goal is to help you become your best on and off the field, so I hope you enjoy this podcast and get something valuable out of it. Any questions? Does anyone want to ask a question in front of the group?
What are some strategies that you've heard, to bounce back from when you have a setback? Because obviously, even if you have a good mental strategy, not everything's always going to go your way. So how are you going to bounce back from it?
Great question. And I think the first thing to do is to understand that not everything's going to go your way. And it's hard. If you expect to do well every single time, you're going to never meet your expectation. You can always feel inadequate. You can always fall short. But if you have a lens on that says, I'm going to do my very best. I'm going to prepare as best I possibly can. But I know that the outcome is out of my control. There's umpires. There's other people involved. And on a certain day, there might be someone better than me. Or the other team might be better than me. Or I might just be off and not sort of find a way to get it done. If you can understand that and understand that all you can do is control what you can control, and that's rocking up on a Monday morning through to a Friday night and working your ass off, being the best you can be, being the best prepared you can be, then you let the outcome take care of itself. And the best athletes, it's really hard to do when you're young, because like I said before, we value ourselves on our performance. But the best athletes, they don't really care if they get a duck or 100, score 0 goals or score 5 goals, because they know that over a period of time, they're going to be good. They know that they'll get some hundreds, they'll get some ducks, they'll kick bags of goals, they'll miss out, they'll have good games or bad games. So that's where they're able to stay level. They don't get too high when they're doing well and too low when they're not doing well. They just go, it is what it is, I'm just going to rock up, keep getting better. Does that make sense? Great question. You've got to understand that you're not going to, like, even Steve Smith, who averaged 137 in that series, he gets ducks. We all have bad days. Your best footballers, your sort of favourite footballers or netballers, whatever, the best athletes all lose races and lose tennis matches, whatever. We all make mistakes because we're human, and you've got to understand and embrace that. Mistakes aren't bad.
You're just talking about setbacks. What's your sort of take on injuries?
First and foremost, it's getting a good diagnosis and getting good help from an expert, however that is, whether it's a physio or a doctor or whatever. I try not to talk too much about it because it's not in my field of expertise, but it's about managing it. And then the beauty, I think, of the 6 pillars of success is you physically might be injured, but that doesn't mean you can stop learning and stop bettering yourself in your mental skills, your emotional skills, your tactical awareness, and your lifestyle. You might not be able to do your technical or your make yourself physically fitter, but the other 4 things you can always work on. And my advice to anyone injured is always, what are you doing to train your mind? What are you doing to train your emotions? How are you bettering yourself in other ways? Are you reading? Are you learning? What can you do in those 6 pillars to make yourself better? Because it's not just about our technique and our physical body, which most people think it is. Most people think once they get injured, they're done. And I think the best athletes sort of, they have a moment to grieve. They're upset that they can't play or they might have a period out of the game. Then they get over it and they say, how do I get better? I'm going to do my rehab, I'm going to get myself back on the park as soon as I possibly can. But in that time, I'm going to read books on certain topics, I'm going to meet new people, I'm going to learn a new skill outside of my sport, I'm going to learn to meditate. All sorts of things that when they are back playing, they're going to be a much better, well-rounded athlete. Great question. Yep.
So I've just got a question. So like when you're coming up against like a better person, like when you're batting, like someone's bowling quicker than you used to, like what are your strategies to like overcome that?
I guess it's just about trying to narrow your focus and get in the contest and not listen to the story that they're better than you. Because they might be having an off day. You might have your best day and you might beat them. So I think the best athletes just try and get themselves in the contest and manage themselves and do their best not to worry about what's happening over there. Whether that's on the other side of the tennis court, whether that's a golf opponent or whether that's a bowler. I think the best athletes just manage themselves as best they can and they just try and execute their skill, and they do that by staying in the moment and staying focused, and whoever they're playing against, they don't care. If they get out because they're better, they then go, well bowled, well played, they go away and they work hard on themselves to be better next time. And you might be 14 playing against a 16-year-old, you might be 15 playing seniors, and you're probably not expected to be at their level. But you might fail in that moment, and then it's about how do you learn from that and bounce back? How do you learn from that and go away and become better so that next time you're better? Or in 6 months or 12 months or 2 years, you come up against them again and they've maybe got a bit complacent or haven't put as much work in as you have, and you're better than they are then. So they might win in that moment, but it's the person. I say to all my athletes, and I might shatter a few dreams here, but no one remembers the best 15-year-old. No one remembers the best 17-year-old. The people that get remembered are the greats of the sport who are in their 20s and 30s who make a career out of it. So you might be the best right now in your field and for your age, or you might not be, but no one really cares. It's all about your long-term progress, your long-term development. What are you going to be doing when you're 23? That's when you can make a career and make some money, travel the world, become a hero. What are you going to be doing? LeBron James is 35. So if a 17-year-old's better than you now, that's not the end of the world. Just find a way to learn and continue to be better and be the best you can be at 22, at 24, at 28, at 35. Great question. All right, guys, I think you guys have had lunch. So thanks a lot for your time. If anyone wants to come up to the front. Thank you. What are you hoping to do this year? What are you going to play?
So I'm starting up in threes for seniors. So
yeah.
I'm hoping to get up to twos maybe.
Yeah.
To
definitely. Don't say maybe.
Yeah,
you've got to dream big.
Yeah, because Duff said to try and stay in 17s and threes.
Yep.
If I do make top 100s.
Yeah.
So get up to 3
and up to 2s. Awesome. Is this your last year 17s?
Yeah.
Captain?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, cool. Nice. Well, yeah.
All right. Happy days.
Thanks Ben. Thanks, nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
Klaus,
mate.
Good to see you, mate.
All right, let's go have lunch.
Hey mate, how are you? I'm Tom. What's your name?
Jaden.
Jaden, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to know.
Come this way.
After a like footy game and that, because I love my footy, I always look back on that game and what I missed and didn't do well. What can I do to start focusing on next week?
So do you think that like looking back on what you could be better is a good thing for some ways, but do you dwell on it?
Yeah.
I think you've got to look at it from a lens of, okay, how do I take that and learn?
Yep.
What did I do well, and what can I do better next time?
Yeah.
And then you've got to realise that you have to have a moment where you just say, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
And you then focus on the next next game.
Yeah.
And whether that is like Sunday night and you have a physical time that you stop, or whether that's after you've done a review or reflection, you think about what the AFL clubs do. They have a review or reflection on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning. They look at the footage, they talk about that game. And then when they leave the room, it's done. They go train and prepare for the next week.
Yeah.
So you've got to sort of start thinking like that and understanding that you're not perfect.
Yeah.
You're never going to play the perfect game.
Yeah.
So sort of say, what did I do well? And make sure you're putting down as many good things as bad things.
Yeah.
And instead of, the language we use is really important as well. Instead of saying, what did I do badly? Just say, what can I do better?
Yeah.
Get into the space, lead over here, do whatever.
Yeah.
Think about just as a learning opportunity. You're not a finished product and you never will be.
Yeah.
You might play AFL and be 34 and still be learning and trying to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just trying not to be perfect. And understanding mistakes are okay. That's where we learn.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up if you did make a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, bud.
Hi.
Harry, how are you? Tom.
Good, thanks. I was just wondering, because I play club and representative basketball.
Yeah.
I find myself, like,
really confident taking a lot of shots in club, but then represented, we're going to pass it off more and not taking shots.
Yep.
So I was just wondering.
So that is because you're not probably valuing yourself enough in that at that level. At club, you're probably the big dog because you play reps, so you're at the higher end, and then at reps, you're not valuing or feeling like you're at good enough at that level. Yeah? Come this way, mate. So I think you've got to trust yourself a bit more. Say, if I can do it in club, I can do it in reps. It's the same shot. Like, it's the same thing, whereas in cricket as a batter, you might face better bowlers. In basketball, they might be slightly better defenders, but you've still got, it's just still the same shot.
Yeah.
So you've got to change your story a little bit around reps and say, I'm just playing basketball. Like, forget what outfit you're wearing, and forget who you're playing for, and instead just go, I'm just playing. And then that will mean that regardless if you're playing clubs, reps, or for Australia, you're just there playing ball and trying to be the best you can be. If you're open, you've got a shot, you take the shot. But you're valuing what reps means, and then that means that you're not trusting yourself or having a go. Like I said, if you miss 10 shots in a reps game right now, when you're 25, you're going to not know about that rep game. You're not going to remember. You will have learnt from it, and it will help you grow to be that player when you're 25, but it's not as important as you actually think it is right now.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So try and forget about what colour you're wearing, who you're playing for, and just play. Just take that shot if you're free. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank
good
you.
Luck, mate. Good luck. Hey, mate.
Hello.
What's your name?
Mason.
Mason, how are you?
Hey. I've got a footy grand final this afternoon.
Yep.
And I'll rate myself as a good player.
Yep.
But I need to know how to fire myself up before the game.
Yep. Just today or in general?
Pretty much every game.
So I guess it comes back to you trying to understand yourself, like I spoke about. Do you need to listen to lots of music? Do you need to maybe try and watch yourself, if you've got any highlights, watch yourself when you were doing well to remind yourself you're good. It might just be some like, come on, I'm like some self-talk that says, come on, I've got this, I'm ready, I'm going to be the best today. It might be talking to your parents and saying, why do you think I'm good? Why do you think, and getting them to sort of help reinforce things for you. And you're not going to have the answer today. It's a process that you've got to step through and try and understand and learn from all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But so for today, I think you want to go there and say, I'm going to be the best player today. I'm going to be the best player. I want the ball. I'm excited. I want the ball. Come on, give me the ball. Let's go. I'm going to have so much fun. And try and really be excited and happy rather than, what if I miss a shot? What if I... Who cares? The sun will come up tomorrow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It'll be okay. If you don't have a great game, it doesn't matter. You're still young. You've got heaps of time. You'll learn from it. As much as you want to do well and you want to win, it actually won't matter too much in the long term. So my advice to you is go there and have fun. Play with a smile on your face and want to be the best. Say, I want the ball. I'm excited. I can't wait to play today. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And then in terms of firing yourself up, it's just trying different things. Might be music. Might be a speech, a motivational speech on YouTube. It might be something that your dad said. I don't know. You've just got to constantly be trying different things. Yeah? Good luck, big man. Good luck.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Play with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. Thanks for waiting.
Jaden.
Jaden, how are you?
Thanks. I was just wondering, two things. How long have you been playing cricket for?
I started when I was 10, and so I'm 32, so 22 years.
Yeah. And I'm a footy player, and we're pretty close to grand final stuff. I was just wondering, like, how can I, like, motivate myself and everything to...
Yep. Did you hear what I just said to the other boy?
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah, I think it's just about just saying, oh, I can't wait for the contest. Give me the ball. I want to play. And just hunt the ball without worrying or focusing on what happens if you lose or miss or make a mistake. Because the bigger the game, the more we start worrying about the consequences of not succeeding. And the best players, they try not to focus on those consequences. They just go, come on. Let's play. Give me the ball. I want the ball. I want to play. I can't wait to play.
Yeah.
And they just hunt and they want the moment. They hunt the moment and that they're not scared of failing. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do. So the self-talk of let's go, give me the ball, I'm really excited will help you go away from, well, what if I miss? What if I'm not good enough?
Yeah.
You'll still have those thoughts, but it's trying to shift your energy and your attention to another thought of, come on, let's just have fun today. Let's go and get it. Let's just have fun. I'm playing footy because I love it.
Yeah.
not because I'm getting paid or because I need to be the best player. I'm playing because I love it. Let's go and have fun and get after it. If you enjoyed this episode, then I'd love if you could please share it with a friend, a teammate, or a group of friends. Chuck the link in a WhatsApp or Facebook group, or encourage someone who might find it interesting to listen to it. That's it for today's episode. I really hope you're enjoying these fascinating stories from amazing people that I'm sharing with you guys. If you are enjoying this podcast, I'd love it if you could please take 60 to 90 seconds to leave a review, as it helps us move up the rankings and get heard by more people. Thanks a lot for listening. Now it's time to go out and get it done, legends. Shop boy.